Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Fun Friday here on the show. And what's not fun is Mike Sempervivi will not be here today to make fun of my bib, as he calls it. But we will have a guest on today, a co-host, and his name is Lance Storm. And he's going to be joining us here today for the whole show, a day of Fun Friday with Lance Storm. And it's going to be a fun time. We got a lot of news to get into. We got a pay-per-view this weekend, which is the Dynamite or the Dynasty show. Dynasty after Dynamite, as well as a New Japan show, Sakura Genesis. We got SmackDown coming up tonight, and plenty of stuff to get into. So we're going to run down all the lineups, and then we got news, and a lot of it is injury-related. Everybody from Kevin Owens to Mark Davis to Jay White, potentially Orange Cassidy. We'll give you everything we know about everybody. And then we'll also talk about the Dynamite numbers, Penta and Phoenix. Phoenix debuts tonight for WWE. But he's debuting on SmackDown. So for now, Penta and Phoenix on different shows. And then we've got some TNA notes as well, since Lance is here. They got a new title that they are introducing. We got a Rebellion show coming up and plenty more. For now, if you want to text us, it's 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And yeah, all this month, $10 cameos. I've been flooded. But I got plenty of time. So anyway, we're going to do all that today. So get ready. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. And Lance actually was a guest on After Dark Radio a couple of days ago. We had a story to tell about when Lance was a young lad and he came across a legitimate dead body. It was a very weird story. And then afterwards, you had another story that you remembered. Would you like to tell that one here on the air?
Sure. Real quick, when I was training to move to Calgary to become a pro wrestler, I was staying with my mom and stepdad. And my stepdad's father was also staying with us. And he was in his 90s and had the basement bedroom. And one day it was just me and Bert, the stepdad's father, that were there. And my stepdad, Mike, called me and asked about Bert. And I'm like, I haven't seen him today. And it's mid-afternoon. And he's like, really? He should be up by now. Can you go down and check on him? I'm like, okay. So I'm going downstairs and I was like, he's a rather old gentleman. He hasn't been up yet today, so I'm starting to be concerned. So I'm like calling his name as I go downstairs and I knock on his door and I don't hear anything. And I'm calling his name again. Now I'm thinking, it's like, oh no, I do not want to literally find a dead body. So I like open the door and I'm on the phone with Mike at the time. And he's like, well, make sure he's all right. It's like, and it's like he's laying in bed, like he's just laying there, apparently stiff as a board. And I'm like, oh no. And he's like, well, you got to try to wake him up. Make sure he's not, you know, sleeping or dead. I'm like, oh, God. So I'm creeping over to reach to, like, touch his shoulder because I want to find out if he's alive or not. And the dude, like, and sits up. And I jump through the bloody roof and run out of that room so damn fast.
You were more petrified that he was alive?
Well, it's startling to say the least.
Yes.
And also, too, he was very old and didn't always remember who I was. So then it's like, I don't want to give the dude a heart attack with a stranger in his room. So I run out of there yelling into the mic, into the phone to Mike that I am never doing that again. If he doesn't come upstairs, I don't care. I'm never checking on him again.
Wow. That's twice now, Lance. At least one of them was alive.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got some actual stuff to talk about here today. By the way, people asking when's the board going to be back. It was supposed to be back yesterday, but there were a couple of back end issues, so it's expected to be back today. The board should be back today if you're a subscriber to the full site at WrestlingObserver.com. And if you're not, you can enjoy the board and the observers and the Everything at 4wonline.com/new. We have new subscriber deals. So head up there, f4wonline.com/new, and the board will return this afternoon. You'll have to put in your username and password again, or nothing happens. I've been looking at it. I like it. But more later. All right, a couple of things. We got a lot of injuries to talk about. I don't know details on all of the injuries, but I know something about some things about some of the injuries. So first off, there is a report out that Kevin Owens is hurt. And we can confirm that he is hurt. And apparently it's going to be addressed in some form on SmackDown tonight. I don't know if that means he's going to be out of WrestleMania. I don't know the extent of the injury or anything like that, but we're not that far away. And so I'm sure if he's able, he's going to be there. The question is he able? What is the injury? I don't know. I just know he is hurt. And it is possible he will not make WrestleMania. We've also got an injury, multiple injuries in AEW. So Fightful Select reporting Orange Cassidy is hurt, saying it could be a torn pec, not confirmed. So I'm trying to find out more information on that one. And the same with Mark Davis and Jay White, also both apparently injured. And here's what I can tell you about the Jay White one. Because I didn't think about this till I was driving this morning for some reason. So, Dynamite opens up with the announcement that Jay White is out of the Owen Cup because he has been injured by the Death Riders. And they just announced it. They didn't have any footage or anything like that. So, then I hear he's hurt. But no, like, real specifics or anything like that. So, I kind of ask around, and the response that I got was, I don't expect him out long, okay? So that usually means a broken bone as opposed to, like, tearing an ACL, tearing a muscle, etc. You can usually come back from a broken bone, depending on what it is, somewhat quickly. Of course, things can go wrong. But then later I heard it could possibly be his hand, possibly a broken hand, needs surgery, will be back at some point fairly soon. So, you know, I moved on with my life, did the show and everything like that. And then I was driving today and I remembered something. So that Collision match, the last match he had was on Collision and it was with Kevin Knight. And if you remember, like, the match just, it seemed to go off without a hitch. They finished the match. He did his promo. Like, everything seemed fine. And then we hear on Wednesday he's injured and needs surgery. So I got to thinking about it, like, what the heck happened in that match? And then I remembered, I thought about it in the moment, okay? Yes, I'm pointing, Lance. I'm pointing like this. I thought about this in the moment. So they did a spot, which we talked about on Observer Radio, where Kevin Knight, he's got this big high drop kick, and I'm talking high, where he jumped so high on this drop kick. I think he was excited. It was like his big debut with Jay White on Collision. This dude jumped so high, he jumped over Jay White's head, okay? So I remember Jay White took a bump, and because he jumped over his head, Kevin Knight sort of landed on him a little bit. And I remember as soon as Jay White landed, he like looked over at like his hand, and he kind of moved his hand and wrist around. And I remember thinking, oh my God, is this guy hurt? But then, like, you know, he was covered or whatever, and he kicked out. And then he gets right up, and they start doing spots, and I'm watching him. He grabbed him. He used his hand. So I figured, okay, well, he must be fine. And I just, like, totally forgot about it because there was, like, no indication afterwards that he was hurt. I thought maybe just whatever. Now that I think about it, I think that's where he hurt himself. I'll bet you anything that Kevin Knight jumped over him on the dropkick, fell on him, landed on his hand or wrist, and like, broke his hand or something. So I think that's what happened with Jay White. So I'm going to go back and watch it again after the show. But that's what I know about that. So if I get any more on any of these injuries, I'll let you know. But holy smokes, that's a lot of people hurt.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of jumping over someone, I had that happen with my jumping spin kick. I would get enough height that it got to the point where I started clearing Chris Candido so badly. That's when he added to the spot. And if anyone saw Heat Wave 98, my match with Chris Candido, I started hitting the jumping spin kick while he was doing a leapfrog so that he could jump up high enough in the air that I could then jump up and kick him.
Wow. Did you watch Dynamite?
No, I don't get Dynamite.
They did a ridiculous spot where
I saw. Oh, the clip, yeah.
Where Kevin Knight did a drop kick to a guy sitting on another guy's shoulders, and he got so high he kicked the dude, and then the guy sends him into a reverse rana. It was very wacky, but holy smokes, that guy can drop kick.
Kevin Knight's got some ups, yes.
Jiminy Christmas. All right, so that's the update as of right now, and we'll try and find out more. We also had some notes from the Kevin or the Tony Khan media call yesterday, where he talked about a lot of things, and I think the two notable things were he did not deny the BJ Bethel report about AW viewership on Max, but said he still doesn't get weekly reports like he does from Nielsen. He was excited about the report, he says. He does know AEW is one of the top sports events on Max week in and week out, but he doesn't know much else than that, he says, which I believe. But I also believe that, like, if you look at all the details BJ Bethel had, like I talked about on Wednesday, he didn't make it up, and he didn't just grab something out of our YouTube chat. I mean, he had a lot of details about the numbers, and, you know, I think the big thing is that he threw out 500,000, and I think some people presume that meant 500,000 people were watching live on Wednesday on Max. That's not what he said, nor do I believe that's anything close to the number actually watching live on Max. I would think that it's probably, you know, very close to the numbers that I came up with, between 150 and 250, depending on the week, watching on Max. But Tony did not deny that, nor would he. And he also was talking. He was asked about Sting inducting Luger into the Hall of Fame, and he said he talked to Sting in March, so that could have been any time from a week ago to 5 weeks ago. And he said at that time, the topic did not come up, and it still had not. So, well, I got a little while left. Find out if it happens or not.
I'm curious.
Hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break here. We're going to come back with Lance's thoughts more on this after the break. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Making the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi today. Lance is joining us. And what do you want to add about the Lex Luger-Sting deal?
Well, I just think there's a good possibility that Sting, because he is a very nice guy and knows TK is a very nice guy, that Sting doesn't want to be the guy to ask him. Because if Sting asks him, Tony has to say no to Sting. And that really puts Tony in a bad spot, where if WWE wants him, I would make WWE ask him. That way Tony can, if he decides to, say no to WWE without actually having to turn down Sting. I think it shouldn't be up to Sting to ask permission. If WWE wants him, they should go directly to Tony, and Tony shouldn't have to be the one saying yes or no to Sting, who he clearly has a world of respect for and wouldn't like to say no to.
Well, we're going to find out here soon enough, because the Hall of Fame isn't that far away. We got Dynamite numbers. I actually had NXT numbers. I think those
were poor, I think.
Yeah, so here's the thing, everybody. So Dynamite did 594,000 viewers, lowest audience since February 19th, and a .16 in 18 to 49, down 6%. Second lowest rating in 18 to 49 since November 27 of last year. Show finished either fifth or sixth in the primetime cable charts, behind competition from NBA and Fox News. And anyway, I don't have the NXT number in front of me, but I think NXT had the lowest number of the year, actually. But anyway, I want to bring it up. I want to bring here's what I want to talk about with both numbers, because I know people don't like to talk about ratings, but there are two lessons here, okay, that I think we should talk about. One of them is this, and it's like it's a broken record. If you don't advertise a card, less people are going to watch. I don't care if you're listening to this and you go, it doesn't matter to me, okay? I don't care if you say that. But we see it over and over. We see it regularly with Dynamite. On those shows where they have a weak lineup or no lineup, they almost always do worse. And NXT, they always have like a full lineup a week in advance. It's like, you know, Wednesday morning, I got a whole lineup for the following week's NXT. This past week, because the story of the show was it was going to open with Ava vacating the title, and then she was going to announce two women's North American title qualifiers on the show. So they really only had one match and an announcement, announced in advance, and they did the worst number of the year. So for next week, as of right now, it's the same thing. They've only got three members of Dark State versus Oba, Trick, and Javon, and Jordan and Jada. It's the only thing they have announced. I presume they're going to add more over the next week. Hopefully they learn a lesson from this number. But you've got to advertise a card, because if you don't, people aren't watching. And that's just the way things go. Now, the other thing that I want to mention that is, once again, how many times do I have to say it's a broken record? The Dynamite number, this overrun freaking collapsed, dude. I'm talking it collapsed. I'm going to try and find him right here. Brandon Thurston had him. But, you know, in the past, you know, one of the problems has been when they go to commercial, right at the top of the, like, what the end of the show would be, they go to commercial. They didn't do that this week. But the last half hour of this show, Claudio versus Cope opened. It opened at 613,000 at 9:30. They had a 6-minute overrun. And by the time the overrun was over, they were down to 461,000.
Holy smokes.
They lost 150,000 viewers for the main event segment and post-match angle. And the drop, the overrun drop alone was 519 to 461. So we're talking 60,000 people turned the show off during the overrun. It happens every week. Like it was, here's the thing. It was one thing in the 90s when you had Monday Night Raw followed by like La Femme Nikita, which was like a popular show. And so like Raw was doing really well. And then they'd have La Femme Nikita and like a bunch of people would tune in to see La Femme Nikita. So you would have the Raw number plus all those new people tuning in. So like back then, yeah, if you ran an overrun, you had like that overrun quarter was big.
But in addition to that, you had another wrestling show on the other channel that ended first, and those viewers would switch over to catch the tail end of
that
the
as
other
well.
Wrestling show.
Yes.
That doesn't exist today.
No. So I think Tony's just a child of the 90s, and overruns are cool for him. He loves to have the announcers say, we're going to go as long as we need. But like in 2025, and I think part of it is there's so much wrestling now. Like fans, they don't want you to go as long as you need to. Just like end at the top of the hour. And that's my speech. I give it weekly. But what can you do? Actually, the NXT quarters, let me look at those. Because they don't do an overrun anymore. Because they're on CW and so there's news. And so they always have to end at the top of the hour.
Whether the content is over or not.
Yeah, whether they have it or not. I don't have them here in front of me. But anyway. You know, they don't lose in the main event on NXT. They don't lose in the main event on SmackDown because the show just ends. But AEW, every last single time, it collapses in that overrun. And so, you know what that means? It's like that awesome angle they had with Hangman and Swerve and their argument in the hallway and everything, which is like a pivotal thing after months and months and months of storytelling. 450,000 people saw it. They just lost tons and tons of viewers for that segment. So, there you go.
Hopefully they'll replay it.
I sure hope so. I always hope they'll replay it. Pence is excited to have... Actually, you know what? Let's talk about TNA. So, we've got a new title. The International Championship.
A renamed title.
I guess the digital media title is now the International
title. We got rid of one and added another, so we're still at the same total.
All right. So we got three first-round matches for the first round, and they're all three ways. So the April 10th Impact has AJ Francis, Mance Warner, and Sami Callihan. The Unbreakable pay-per-view will have Zach Wentz, JDC, and Eric Young. And the Unbreakable, also on that show, April 17th, will be Eddie Edwards, Ace Austin, and Steve Maclin. And then the finals will also be on Unbreakable. So really... whoever's in that AJ Francis, Mance Warner, and Sami Callihan match, they have an advantage because everyone else has to wrestle twice on that one show, but they do not.
And so. The reasoning behind the three ways is that the famous, potentially the greatest match in TNA history, the three-way with AJ, Chris Daniels, and Samoa Joe was on the Unbreakable show.
How about that?
So in honor of that, they're doing three ways at Unbreakable to crown our new international champion.
Well, what can you tell us about Rebellion? You got the lineup, or do I got to do it?
You better do it, because I probably know more than's been announced.
Interesting. He always claims he doesn't know what's going on. We got Joe Hendry versus Ethan Page and Frankie Kazarian. Yes, Ethan Page going for the TNA World title in a three-way. This is April 27th on pay-per-view. Masha Slamovich and Tessa Blanchard for the Knockouts title. The Hardys versus Nick and Ryan Nemeth. And we got an Ultimate X match for the X Division title with Moose, Vikingo, Matt Cardona, Leon Slater, and two TBAs. And there's more, isn't there, Lance?
There is. We just shot 4 weeks of television, so I've seen the build to Rebellion, which is why I don't want to announce things that aren't already announced.
I see. By the way, we can confirm, I don't have details, but yes, Mark Davis is injured. So I can confirm that injury
poor guy.
As well.
He just got back.
I know. It's just one after another. There's probably more. I mean, to be honest, like, people all the time get hurt and they don't say anything because they're fine. All right, if you want to text us here today, the phone number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. And when we come back from the break, I shall open up the telephone lines. And they're not open yet, so I won't give the number. I think sometimes people can get through when they're not open. I don't know how. But I'm going to set them up after the break. And the phone number is 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. We also have a web browser line, the international, like the international title, the international web browser line, which also is a digital media line. How about that? But anyway, callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That is callinstudio.com/show/WOL. So we'll come back with your commentary. What do you want to ask me and Lance? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
With real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mirjana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or kohls.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Lance, tell me more about this ordinariologist you're going to.
I'm not even going to try.
All right.
I'm going to a nasal surgeon at some point in time in the future.
All right. So you got a lot of problems going on, brother.
Yeah, I might have shoulder surgery, knee surgery, and nose surgery potentially.
Wow. Well, then we can wrestle again.
No.
Wow. What a laugh. All right. Let's go to the phones. I get to be the number again. 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. Give us a call or text us, 425-780-7566. It's a live Q&A with Lance and I. So what do you guys got? You're on the air. Who is this? And where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. It's Brandon from Portsmouth, Virginia. Lance, I hope your appointment with your ordinariologist goes well whenever that happens. My question for you guys is, so I presume Christian looks like maybe he is turning babyface at some point here soon and joining with Cope, and they reform their tag team again. But what would be the best way to make him babyface? Because even if the patriarchy turns on him, I mean, it feels like you wouldn't have as much sympathy for Christian because he was pretty mean to them to begin with anyway. So what would you think would be the best way to make him a babyface if that's what they're doing?
Well, I think that, you know, he hasn't really been a sympathetic character. Like, a lot of times when people are going to turn, it's like you start building a little bit of sympathy for him so the people are waiting for it. We really haven't gotten that with Christian at all. But I think that what he does have going for him is if the entire patriarchy, and maybe we haven't seen Killswitch in forever. I think he's good to go. Maybe if all of them and Killswitch, like, turned on this guy and gave him, like, a horrible beating, and Copeland made the save because he's so over as a babyface. I think that might be enough.
Nope.
No?
No. The way you do it is you have the other guys turn on, the other guys being FTR, on Adam, and you build to Christian doing the right thing and saving his former friend. And I think intelligent, smart wrestling fans will pop enough for the reunion of ENC, if we're allowed to legally say that or not. Because, again, it's just from a turning standpoint to me, the person turning has to change. And him, if he doesn't step up the first couple times Adam is in trouble. And I think when he finally does abandon the patriarchy to save his lifelong friend, that is the turn, and I think fans will accept it because the reunion of Adam and Jay will be enough that they will cheer it.
Yes, the reunion, I think, is the real key. Like, they're not going to boo Edge and Christian getting back together. No, I don't even think, no matter how you do it. But your idea is better. All right, this person here, you're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from, brother?
Yeah, this is Steven from Yuma. How are things going there?
Don't I owe you a trophy?
You do, but hey, you're a busy man.
I'm working on it. I'm building it by hand.
I've wrestled in Yuma.
You have?
You have.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I remember I was at that show. I think it was like 2002.
It was a Monday host show for the SmackDown brand.
Is there a real 310 to Yuma?
Well, maybe 100 years ago, but...
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, that city was, that show movie was based on Yuma here in Arizona.
Yes.
But yeah, anywho, yes, I got your favorite thing. I got a fantasy booking idea for John Cena.
Oh, my favorite.
Yes, absolutely. No, so of course John Cena wins at WrestleMania. He just goes through the whole year as champion, you know, just goes through everybody easily. And then whatever the last show will end up being, you know, maybe like you said, day one could be it. Who knows? and Cody somehow gets a title shot. So you think Cody's going to be the conquering hero. He's going to be the guy that comes through and wins it all. But no, Cena comes through. Cena wins. Cena gets on the mic and talks about how he's done everything he promised he would do. He won at WrestleMania. He defeated all our heroes throughout the year. And finally comes to the end of the year, and he's going to walk out as champion. But before he leaves, we get Mr. Money in the Bank cashes in. Finally, you know, I don't know who that could mean. I'm thinking maybe a newly baby-faced Drew McIntyre or someone who can come out, finally end Cena's reign of terror, and that's how the year ends. You know, the Money in the Bank winner is going to be the guy that finally beats Cena at the end of the year.
What do you think, Lance? Thank you very much for the call, Steven.
I'm not a fan of it. I don't think Cena in his last run should be defeating all the current stars. And I also don't think from a storytelling standpoint, because Cena has done the I'm going to win and screw all you horrible fans by leaving with the title. I think if he wins at WrestleMania, he can't finish his retirement tour. Like, the whole point of him doing a retirement tour was so fans could, you know, one last time for the fans. Well, that character has changed now. So I think they've put themselves in a corner with a storytelling standpoint that winning the title and then doing a farewell tour just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think that if he does win the title, which I fully expect him to do, Lance, win that title from Cody, I mean, I just can't see a scenario where he then beats everybody, beats Cody again, and the only reason he doesn't leave with the title is someone flukes their win with a Money in the Bank briefcase. I don't think that's... I think that someone needs to decisively beat John Cena. And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, you know, it shouldn't be Cody. He's already a made man. You should make another star. I mean, maybe. But I don't have a problem with Cody beating John Cena on the way out.
See, this is another thing that people seem to have overlooked. You've been talking about forever that the plan was for Charlotte to beat her dad's record. If Cena just beats it, it kills that whole gimmick dead.
Well,
I don't think Cena should win the championship. I think he should have turned heel after losing to Cody at WrestleMania in a fit of anger, and then he spent the next year trying to win that title to take it and leave and crap on the fans and never do it. So that Charlotte can, in fact, beat her father's record, and she doesn't have to try to regain the record for the last name Flair, because that would be a babyface thing to do, and she's better as a heel.
Well, you could also, I mean, listen, I mean, no one's ever told me that's the long-term plan for Charlotte, but it obviously is. She's won the title, what, 15 times or something crazy? So I think that she doesn't need to break her dad's record. She's a Flair. If she just ties his record, that's story enough. Her and her father both won 16 world titles.
She intends to beat it in interviews.
Well, she has, but you know, plans change, sister. We got John Cena back now, and he's making a lot of money. So, yeah. I mean, she can still break her father's record, even if John Cena gets to 17. So maybe he needs to get to 18 now. Ah, who knows? All right. On the international... And this is truly international because this caller is coming from Marondera, Mashonaland East, Zimbabwe.
Damn.
You are on the international web browser line. I know where you're calling from, but who is this?
How's it going, Brian and Lance? This is Manashe from Zimbabwe. Definitely international.
Yes,
so
welcome to the show.
My question here on this fun little Friday is, does John Cena need a better health subscription more so than 17th world title? And I ask this because I've not really been that much of a fan of his heel turn so far, because not only have they pretty much omitted the aspect of The Rock being the one who pretty much made it happen, but Cena sounds just very sour about the fans, and you can understand it from a respect standpoint given the whole 50-50 chance, you know, let's go Cena sucks. But at the same time, he's a legend of the industry, you know, 16-time champion, Royal Rumble winner, etc., etc. And I think his legacy is respected by a lot of the fans and pundits within wrestling. I'm pretty sure, at the very least, the two of you respect what he's done for the business, especially when you look at how he carried pretty much an entire generation of wrestling him and Randy Orton in particular. So for me, it just doesn't make sense why it would be so bitter and sour, which is why I'm asking, like, is it just more pertinent for him to have a better health subscription more so than a shot at a
single title? So you're talking, does he need therapy and not another title? Is that what you're asking?
Pretty much.
Okay, all right. Well, yes, this I think this story would have worked a lot better in 2012 when he was still in the midst of the fans absolutely hating his guts for the last 10 years. But now he is. Why am I still a squirrel? Now he is. There we go. Now he's, you know, he has been beloved for years and years now. So, like, he's got a lot of bitterness that he doesn't need to have anymore if you look at from the storyline perspective. So that aspect is weird, but hey, they told him he needed to turn heel, so he had to come up with something, and that's what he came up with.
Well, I think they had to turn him heel too soon is the problem. Had he turned at Mania, there could have been motivation. Either Cody was beating him, and in a pinch, he wanted this record so badly that he cheated and beat Cody, or the disappointment of losing to Cody and realizing that he's never going to break the record and Cody has surpassed him motivated him to turn post-match. At least then there would be a story motivation for the turn, where they decided to go for the shock value at the show Rock was at, where there was no real motivation to why Cena turned.
What do you think about this this John Cena character in the sense that when he turned, that night we all started coming up with ideas? And my idea was, you know, he always says those motivational quotes every day. He needs to start doing, like, anti-motivational quotes, like, go jump in a river, stuff like that. And then, you know, other people are like, oh, man, can you imagine what kind of theme music do you think he's going to have? Heel music? And everyone's coming up with these ideas. And then what happened was, he changed nothing. He's coming out with the same music, coming out with the same jorts. They're not black. He's doing the same motivational quotes on his social media. He's changing nothing. I guess with the idea of, I'm not changing for you fans. I'm staying who I am. What do you think of this? Should he have changed a bunch of stuff, or do you like it this way?
Well, the thing is, in storyline, he did change. He used to tell fans, it's your right to boo or cheer me. Whatever you want to do, it's great. I'm just happy that you came out. And now he's saying, I hate you all. You're all horrible. So it's like he has changed. So him saying, I'm not changing for you, is bogus because he has changed. So it's like it doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so I presume this is from Wrestling Observer, but if it's not, I apologize. Someone just sent me the text here.
Shouldn't you?
Oh, actually, no, it is. It's from Dave. Okay, so as confirmed earlier in the day, Kevin Owens has suffered a significant injury. His status for WrestleMania is unknown. The nature of the injury has not been confirmed. WWE wanted to keep it under wraps, but it was confirmed by multiple sources as legit and serious.
Oh, no.
Those closest to him have not commented on it, aside from one who just indicated it was significant. Under normal circumstances with the injury, the match with Randy Orton at WrestleMania would be off. However, people have worked through major injuries through WrestleMania and other major shows, Kurt Angle versus Brock, Cody versus Seth, when logically neither of these bouts should have happened.
Austin Rock.
Yeah, so he's expected to be out. Oh, wait, no, this is Mark Davis also, which we confirmed he is injured. He will also be out for a few months. Fractured foot in the match with Hobbs, which is why the match may have ended abruptly. I thought it ended at the perfect time, but all right, well, we're back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Right behind my back. Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back of the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today, and we got a busy weekend. We have SmackDown coming up tonight, Naomi and B-Fab, Braun Strowman and Fatu in a Last Man Standing match, and the debut of Rey Fénix, who I believe is going to be feuding with Santos Escobar. And then we have got the Collision Show on Saturday with Pac versus Cash Wheeler, Mike Bailey versus Dralistico, Mercedes and Harley versus Athena and Julia Hart, Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher versus Ishii and Hobbs, and The Crew versus Top Flight. And then Sunday, it's Dynasty with Moxley versus Swerve for the AW title, Tony Storm, Megan Bain for the women's title, Omega, Ricochet, and Mike Bailey three-way for the international title, Claudio, Pac, and Wheeler versus Cope, Dax, and Cash for the trios titles, Jericho, Bandito, Mask versus title for the ROH belt, Daniel Garcia, Adam Cole, No Time Limit, No Interference, Hurt Syndicate versus Big Bill and Brian Keith, Ospreay versus Kevin Knight, Mercedes versus Julia Hart, Briscoe versus Fletcher. These are all tournament matches. And the Ops will make an appearance. So that's a packed show. And we'll have a lot to talk about on Sunday night, because that's when the show airs, and that's when we'll do Brian and Vinny's show and Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Lance, 10 seconds, quick plug. When can we watch TNA?
TNA, Thursday nights. Access TV in the States and Sportsnet 360 in Canada, and Unbreakable coming up after Impact the Thursday of Mania weekend.
So you can check that out, everybody. And I want to thank Lance, as always. And if you want to hear more, he was on After Dark Radio, which was this past Wednesday. You can listen to the podcast, WrestlingObserver.com, or any of our podcast options, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. And we are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.
Adios.